unwrapping your Christmas gift. If you sacrificed all you had to buy me a priceless and personalized Christmas gift, and I never took the time to unwrap it and open it, how would you feel? You'd be disappointed. You'd be hurt. You may be angry at my callous rejection of your generosity and your love. And for me, the gift would be worthless if I left it wrapped and sitting in the corner. There would be zero benefit to me. It is astounding that so many people have celebrated Christmas every year of their lives without ever having opened their greatest and most expensive Christmas gift. Jesus Christ is God's Christmas gift to you. Wrapped up in Jesus are all the benefits and all the blessings mentioned in this book, and so much more. In Jesus Christ, your past is forgiven, you get a purpose for living, and you get a home in heaven. Now, why celebrate Christmas if you're not going to open the best gift of all? Did you know that the name Jesus actually means God saves? Right now, Jesus says this to you. I can replace the frustration in your heart with peace. I can replace the guilt and shame with forgiveness. I can replace your worry and anxiety with confidence. And I can replace your depression with real hope. Jesus says to you, I can fill your emptiness with meaning and purpose. If you'll trust me, I can replace your confusion with clarity. But I'm not going to break down the door of your heart. You've got to invite me in. You've got to unwrap the gift. Aren't you ready to do that? It doesn't matter whether you're Catholic or Protestant or Jewish or Muslim or Buddhist or Hindu or Mormon or have no religious background at all. God didn't send Jesus Christ to bring us religion. He came to make a relationship with God possible. That's what the Bible says. It says, now we rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God, all because of what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us in dying for our sins, making us friends of God. You know, many years ago, I prayed a simple prayer of commitment that changed my life. I've actually written it out in the PDF file that accompanies this audio program, and I hope you'll make it your prayer to God too. But first, I'd like to pray for you.